This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Donald Trump's back in court.
And I think you'll see some very revealing things today. And I want to thank my lawyers. They've done a very good job, but I'd rather thank them after it's over.
He denies it, but porn star Stormy Daniels has been testifying in his hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says they had and the money she says she got to keep quiet about it. The AP's Julie Walker on what Stormy Daniels said on day one of her testimony.
Jurors appeared riveted by her testimony, Daniels going into salacious details despite repeated objections by defense attorneys who demanded a mistrial over what they said were prejudicial and irrelevant comments. The judge said no mistrial and also told Trump's lawyers to rein in their client because he was cursing audibly and shaking his head visually, which the judge said was contemptuous. Trump pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments. Julie Walker, New York.
There's word just in this morning on how many Americans are now applying for unemployment. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
There's another sign the red-hot labor market may be softening. The number of Americans filing jobless claims last week hit the highest level in 8 months, 231,000, up 22,000 from a week earlier. While that's the most since last August, it's still a relatively low number. Weekly unemployment benefits claims are considered a proxy for the number of layoffs in a given week and a sign of where the jobs market is heading.
A Boeing 737 skidded off a runway at the airport in Dakar, Senegal's capital, injuring 10 people. TikTok says it'll begin labeling content created using artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from outside its own platform. This is AP News. The latest now on President Biden and what he will and won't do for Israel. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
In an interview with CNN, President Joe Biden says that the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, that his administration will not supply the weapons and artillery shells used. A shipment of heavy bombs to Israel was paused last week. The Biden administration is also due to deliver a first-of-its-kind formal verdict this week on whether the airstrikes on Gaza and restrictions on delivery of aid have violated international and U.S. laws designed to spare civilians from the worst horrors of war. A decision against Israel would further add pressure to curb the flow of weapons and money to Israel's military. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.